from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster that's here to keep you company in the deep, dark night. I guess I'm applying not to be the apple of your eye, but, you know, if your eyes were, if you could be, if there was a version of that when your eyes were closed, like the apple, in a way, when your eyes are closed, you say, Scoots is making up a rhyme about that apple, say, it brings you the sleepy lulls every day. And it includes cheap rhymes and tries to use words like per se, but I'm here for you, not day after day, but night after night. Because, and you say, what is this person talking about? Well, then you're in the right place, because it's time for Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. And if you're a regular listener, remember when your hand hits that refrigerator tomorrow and you open it for whatever you open it in the morning, to check out our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors, because these are the ways we keep the show free for you and everybody else. Thanks. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, which just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need to eat my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10- to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Luxe. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sleepy Supporter Zone, where I pop my peas even, because it's the least sleepy part of the podcast, where I thank the listeners that supported the sponsors so we can keep the show here for you twice a week. And I want to thank Pixie Punk Emily, who supported Whoop and got a Whoop strap. If you supported Whoop, let me know. Tag Whoop, tag me in a post on Instagram or Twitter. But also let me know, because I have a team you could join through the app, and you know, then we can track each other's progress, and it should be fun. So thank you, Emily, and everybody else that supports the sponsors. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you, and there's resources in the show notes. I know it's a particularly tough time right now for everyone, and if you need some more support beyond the Bedtime Story podcast, there's links in our show notes, because you and your needs are important, and I don't want you to forget that. The third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is something I support, and for the next few months, I'm going to be supporting the Waterwheel Foundation, and that's kind of what this episode is inspired by. You know, Fish has provided so much inspiration and randomness for me as a creator, but also for our randomness for a lot of podcast episodes. And Waterwheel is a foundation that Fish created to support a lot of different charitable and nonprofit activities. And so I'm going to be supporting it over the next few months. And if I get enough people to support Waterwheel, I'm going to give myself a home perm. As soon as my hair is long enough, I'm shooting for July 1st, but I don't know what day of the week it is right now. And you can find out more by going to sleepwithmepodcast.com/waterwheel. And that's something we could all support. But what do you say we talk about the people that help the show out, and then we get to the sleepy part. Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. And edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at Jonathan. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance to be part of Night Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Now it's time to slow it down. So what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, you're thinking about, things on your mind, past, present, or future, physical sensations, anything you're experiencing physically or anything that's coming up for you emotionally. So any feelings or thoughts or changes or disruptions. I don't know if I've ever said that before, but I mean, that is something that you say, well, that's disruptive. I don't want to make it about me too early, but maybe I'll tell you something that's been disrupting my sleep. That would be an example of when you would turn to the podcast. In my case, I don't do necessarily do that. But so whatever is keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do is I got this a safe place to set aside for you here. And you could drift your way over here, or I could send it across the deep, dark night. And I send my voice across the deep, dark night, too. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. You know, like a dock in a with gentle waves, creaking like a dock. No one's ever said that before. How come that's never been in a song before? Like, that was a classic, actually. Was that a bluegrass song, creaking at the dock? It was one of my favorites. You say, who sang that one, Nickel Punch or somebody else? And you say, Nickel Punch, I never heard of that group. And they say, well, look it up. Imaginify, the new imaginary streaming service. You see, is it anything like sitting on the dock of the bay? And they say, no, because you're not so much sitting, you're being rocked gently, which is somewhat what I'm trying to accomplish, is creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, with my pointless meanders and my superfluous tangents. Hopefully I'll remember that I was talking about that creaking at the dock of the bay. But so if you're new, a couple things, because this show is very different than every podcast out there, or most podcasts out there, different than most other sleep solutions or sleep shows. And so it might be much different than what you expected. So I want to, one, acknowledge that. It's totally normal when you first listen to the show to be doubtful or skeptical, or make, you know, Sour Patch Kids face. But whatever, you know, to just say, I don't know if I like this. Totally natural. That's a normal reaction to the show. So let me give you some information. So this show's different. One of the things that's different about it is, I mean, other than creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders and, you know, my strange sense of near humor or almost humor it's a podcast you don't need to listen to. So that's the other thing. It's a kind of podcast you kind of barely listen to. So especially if you're new, if you pay too close attention trying to figure out what I'm up to, you'll realize it won't work. You kind of got to look, like if you were, like, let's just say you were going to watch somebody organize their cabinets, but they weren't narrating it. Like usually on an organization show, they'll narrate what they're doing. And let's say they were organizing their cabinets, but they're not, like, they have no organizational skills. And they don't have spatial relations or anything. And also, while they're doing it, they kind of forget what they're doing. So they're just kind of moving stuff around in their cabinets. And I want to figure out how they organize their cabinets so I can organize mine. And you were watching it, paying attention, it would be probably a frustrating experience because you say, well, that person just took the beans, put them in the back of the lower shelf, then moved around some spices to all three shelves, then took the beans out again, put them on the second shelf, then put everything on the counter again. I don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know if they know what they're doing. I'd say, well, that's me. You got it. That's the podcast in a nutshell. So kind of listen loosely or barely at all if you can. But the other thing is it takes two or three tries to get used to the show. And that's just what most regular listeners say. So give it a couple of tries and just kind of see how it goes. There's no pressure to like me or the show. And unfortunately, there's no guarantee it'll work for you, but I really hope it does. And here's the other secret. This is the one sleep podcast. I've been doing this for a while, but it doesn't really put you to sleep. It keeps you company while you fall asleep. So I'm here to take your mind off of stuff and be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sibling, your boar bestie, your boar bruh, and just be at your bedside or, you know, talking to you across the room or across the internet as you drift off. So those are two or three things. The other thing is the structure of the show can definitely throw new people off. So show starts off with a greeting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. Then there's business. That's how we're able to bring you this twice a week. Then there's an intro. In the intro, so the greeting in the business probably takes, I don't know, what, 4 or 6 minutes or something. And then we have like the credits and stuff like that. And then, so from around minute 8 to a minute 20 plus is the intro. And that can definitely throw people off because you say, well, isn't an intro, isn't the definition of intro to introduce something? And the subtext of that, me saying, you know, isn't the definition of an intro? Subtextually, what I'm saying is your intro is too long and doesn't get to the point. It's not efficient. And I'd say you're right about that. Because ours is not efficient and it doesn't get to the point. It does kind of introduce the show and it gives you an idea what to expect. You're goofing around and never getting anywhere. You know, just you see, like if my Nana was there while I was organizing that imaginary cabinet, she'd say, What are you doing? You're just moving stuff around in that cabinet. And they say, well, Nana, you said I had to work on organizing the cabinet for 2 hours. So, yeah, I guess I'm being, you know, I'm passively moving stuff around in the cabinet. You're right, Nana. I am moving stuff around in the cabinet. As a matter of fact, I didn't even realize it because I was enjoying it so much. I kind of got into a zone and it was very soothing until you pointed out that I'm not really organizing it. I'm just moving stuff around. I'm waiting for the organization to come to me, Nana. Oh, Nana walked off. Well, that's good. I thought she was going to, you know, SHAM me or more. But I'm really enjoying just the feelings of these things in my hands as I move them, you know, the paper, the cans, the bags, the heady scent of every, you know, cabinet, spices and, you know, all those things. It's nice. Yeah, the touch of contact paper against my fingertips is it's something. Oh, but I was trying to explain why the intro is so long. So the reason the intro is kind of long and winding is, one, it's just what worked. The reason it works is because I don't see for most of us, it's not efficient to go to bed, right? We need a time to wind down and slowly get there. And so the intro, whether you start it before you get into bed or right when you get into bed, it gives you time to unwind and let the day drift away. Just like you're sitting on the creaky dock on the side of the bay. Most people, like common sense would say, what are you going to do, go sit on a creaky dock for? You're just going to sit there. You say, I may imagine myself fishing or something, but yeah, no, I'm just going to go sit. It's a well-made dock, so it's creaky, but it's not crickety or whatever. I don't think that's a word. Well, it probably is. If you're very much like a cricket, you're crickety. Sounds like you're saying it in the way like you're too bossy, like you know, splainer, like Jiminy Cricket. Maybe, but it, like, so yeah, that's, you mostly just sit on a creaky dock for the enjoyment of the way motions and the creaking. But if you were like trying to like solve math problems, it probably wouldn't be the best place. You'd say, well, this is irritating. I'm rocking and creaking. I can't focus on these complicated math problems. You say, yeah, probably do that inside where it's quiet. So that's kind of what the intro is like. So most listeners either start the intro before they get into bed or once they're in bed. And some of those listeners fall asleep during the intro. 2% of listeners skip the intro, skip ahead to 20 minutes and just start the show there. So as you get used to listening to the podcast, you could kind of see how it goes and see what you think and see what works for you and then adjust from there. Then after the intro will be some business, and then after that it'll be a bedtime story. It'll be kind of a random visit from one of the more popular people from the Kuzak family. They're imaginary designers. I mean, they use their imagination to design things within my imagination. So they'll be on, and then we have some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. It doesn't work for everybody. The reason why I make the show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place where you can relax and unwind. and you deserve a nighttime routine, or if you're a second or third shift person, a bedtime routine free of rigmarole or pressure, internal or external, that we're all familiar with, all of us that can't sleep or wake up or whatever it is. And I think your world will be a better place if you get a little bit of rest and then consistently get more rest. And that'll reflect itself in the rest of the world. Your world will be nicer. Maybe you could soon be in a place where you could flourish. And that'll be better for everybody. It'll be nice for you. You deserve something nice. I mean, really. So that's why I make the show. And I mean, the flip side of that is because I understand the other side of it. I've been there and I know how it feels. And I don't want that for you. So that's why I make the show. And I think that's really it. It's like, I'm really glad you're here. Give it a few tries, like most listeners say. See how it goes. You don't have to like the show. There's no pressure at all to do that. Just see how it goes. And then if it doesn't, you can check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. Or there's more and more sleep podcasts popping up every day. So you could check some of those out, or the Empty Bowl. So yeah, there's options out there, but I'm really glad you're here. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. I work very hard and I yearn and I strive to do that. I appreciate you coming by. And for you regular listeners, here's some of the ways we're able to bring you this podcast for free. Thanks. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claritin, tonight's sponsor, for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, the double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available, relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Scoots here. And I'm about to have a special guest on to talk about a new line of a new imaginary fashion line they're about to launch. But I wanted to set it up for you. You know, this is a theme. I did one other episode about this. I don't know if you'll probably have heard this. I'm talking to you in the past. You're in my future. And it's a theme around something universal we're all sharing, or we've all shared in one point or another in our lives. Most people, not everybody, but if you haven't shared it, you could probably put yourself, you could easily empathize or put yourself in the suit of someone who's been through this. And that's the idea of losing your bathing suit or swimsuit, as some people call them, or swim trunks or whatever, bikini. There's thousands of words for, maybe there's not thousands of words for them, in a mer world, they'd say, oh, yeah, we have thousands of words for, well, I guess they wouldn't, because they said, yeah, we call it our bodies. We don't wear swimsuits. But maybe they do. If they did, they would have thousands of words technically for suits, clothing you swim in, because of their socks would be swims, you know, they live underneath the water, right? And they move by swimming instead of walking. And so even they'd say, well, we call those socks, but they're technically a swimsuit. That's what I meant when I said we have thousands of words, actually hundreds of thousands of words, for swimsuits down here. And you'd say, okay, I guess, I understand what you're saying. It wasn't quite as, I guess I like took it on a meander that it was eloquent when you first said it. And then I kind of, teased at it in a way, not tease, a teasing way, like a picking at it to understand it better. So your undergarments, you'd say, well, that's a swimsuit. And they'd say, well, kind of, it's about what you wear under your swimsuit. Was there a point in the history of your mer world that you were just like, do you have some sort of a universal mer myth? Like, did you used to swim unclothed? Like we humans, the rumor is we once frolicked. Also, do you know anybody that lives in a pineapple under the sea? Or have you visited an octopus's garden? Yep, hello. Oh, I lost some mer people. Again, didn't get a chance to find out about their mer myths. Looks like this shell phone has been disconnected. Because I was just curious. I was going to ask that the representative of the mer people, you know, were they once frolicking as we once imagined, you know, good old Adam and Eve running around. I don't spend my time imagining that, just in case you're wondering. But, you know, never. Yeah, you're right. We should just move on but that was just something I was thinking about right when I started talking about swimsuits. But we live in a time right now where we're recording this, where I thought an empowering term would be, you know, when you feel like saying this, you say, I feel like I'm losing my swimsuit or my bathing suit. Because at different points during the day, I feel that way. But it's not as, it's in the gray area, right? Because when you lose your swimsuit, as I talked about in the other episode, it's not exactly the best thing, but not the worst thing either. But it comes with a lot of distinct feelings, and so that's what I mean. And what I found during talking to people is that a lot of people have lost their swimsuit at an inopportune time, and most other people understand it because it happens in movies, or you've seen someone lose their swimsuit, and you say, "Wow, that was an emotional journey you went on with losing the swimsuit." Because normally it does happen. Did I talk about this at the other episode? It does happen in a very emotional journey thing, because you never expect to lose your swimsuit. If you've expected it, you're not technically losing it. You're shedding your swimsuit, which is different. So it's always unexpected. Most of the time, you know, you're very vulnerable when you're wearing a swimsuit, obviously. And you feel vulnerable because you're more closer to like things you think about, right? And then a lot of times you're frolicking. I mean, you could use other terms, but most of the time when you're in a swimsuit, or you could be chilling. Though I haven't thought of many times where you've lose your swimsuit when you're just chilling. So yeah, that's quite an emotional journey. I mean, that's probably like every emotion. Those are different emotional journeys my brain tells me about at bedtime. Says, oh boy, we can't frolic now. What are you thinking going frolicking, man? Like that's, and I say, wait a second, is this just my swimsuit talking? And my brain says, what do you mean? Swimsuits don't talk. And I say, well, more I was using it in a metaphoric way. Like when you just never recovered from that time you imagine we lost our swimsuit, huh? And my brain's saying, well, that's a representative moment. I don't want to get, and I say, okay, I respect that. You don't want to get into it, but you could say that's a representative moment that people could relate to. Could you say that? Maybe I should call the mer people. Yeah, it's probably not that they're not taking my calls. I've been dialing it the whole time I've been talking on this I don't know if this is a conch or I don't know. I put $4 sand in there. So anyway, so that's the theme of episodes. This is the second one about it's okay if you feel like you're losing your swimsuit. It's not as, you know, it's a universal feeling. And you could say that and you could say, wow, today I feel like I lost my swimsuit the whole day. Yeah. And I could say, I understand. I know exactly how you're feeling, but I understand. Like I said, that's quite a journey you go on when you do that. So if you're experiencing something like that, I really feel for you. But so when I thought about this, then immediately the Kuzaks called, and Reginald was the first one who said, well, my sister's been, I haven't been on in a while. And I said, well, technically you helped me with the last one. And Reginald said, well, you know, my family's been working on a new line of swimsuits. And we want to launch them. So they wanted to do an episode, and I said, okay. Now, you might not know who the Kuzaks are. And for some reason, my brain always fogs up. So there's a family of designers and brilliance. I mean, I'm not using it sarcastic way. That got a hold of me. The Kuzaks. Not Joan or John Kuzak. Or any of the maybe Randy Kuzak was one of them. But they said, yeah, so I don't know if they're related to any of those famous Kuzaks. I mean, holy cow, if they're related to Randy Kuzak, I'd say, who's Randy Kuzak again? Oh, okay, so you're related to that Kuzak. What about John or Joan? You say, then it makes me think of the Gyllenhaals. Are you related to either of the Gyllenhaals? You know, that would be a really hard word to spell if it wasn't, you know, if I hadn't seen it in, you know, bright lights. Who's my favorite Gyllenhaal? I don't think I have one. Probably Maggie, but not only because, because they get feelings, but, you know, Jake is great too. I was also, these are questions I won't ask Reginald, but it does make me wonder. One, do you know the Kuzaks? I think Reginald's rolling Reginald's eyes right now. Also on the Gyllenhaal question. Also, I would ask, so I'm just getting these questions out of the way so that Reginald doesn't feel, just to get them out of my brain, I guess. If you had to choose between the what is it? Do you listen to the Bacon Brothers or the Bridges? I think the Bridges were in the Fabulous Baker Boys. So I don't know if Bo Bridges and Jeff have a band or not. I would assume they do, or at different times they do. Who do you think's closer, Bo and Jeff Bridges or Kevin Bacon and the other Bacon boys? Bo Bacon. You say, what's your favorite Bacon, Scoots? I say, well, you already know that it's Bo Bacon. And you say, it's B-O. Might be B-O-W, Bo Bacon, not B-E-A-U, Bacon. That's B-E-A-U, Bridges, Bo Bridges. So I don't know if any Reginald or any of the other Kuzaks, they say, well, when I kick back, I listen to some Baker Boys and then the Bridges, you know, what would the Bridges band be? Because if they're already in that movie, Fabulous Baker Boys, Bridges Over Troubled Waters, that's what we could use right now. If any Bridges are listening to this, also makes me think another one of my favorite Bridges is Todd Bridges. Maybe they could get, what other Bridges are there? How many Bridges could we get? They could have a benefit, Bridges Over Troubled Waters, also featuring Bo Bacon and the Fabulous Bacon Boys, Bacon Brothers. I know that's what it's called. Bo Bacon. I can't get Bo Bacon out of my mind. You know, I got Bo Bacon on my mind. Who would you like to meet on a bridge over troubled waters, Scoots? Well, Maggie Gyllenhaal. If not, then probably Bo Bacon. Scooch, do you know? And I say, well, maybe that'll be one of my new imaginary friends then, Bo Bacon. How many times could I say Bo Bacon in a podcast? I don't know. I'd have to, I had it. If you look at my brainstorming notes, somewhere in there, it does say Bo Bacon or the Bacon Brothers, like, question mark. Could that be an episode? Okay, so with further ado, in this case, I want to turn things over to Mr. Reginald Kuzank. Oh, thank you, Scooter. It's so good to be here with everybody. I'm Red. You can call me Reggie Kuzak. Just don't call me Bo Bacon. I mean, or Bo Bacon, feel free to call me. So I'm Reginald Kuzak of the Kuzaks. Many, many other Kuzaks you may be familiar with. But mostly be my siblings, and we've been designing for whole. So welcome to our virtual showroom here. I'm so glad to have you here. Scooter also forgot to set up one more part of the episode. So after I introduce myself, I'll set up that part of the episode, and then we'll move on. So we here at the Kuzaks, you know, we run shops like Virtually Enrobed, or I forgot the name of that shop. We don't have it anymore. Believe it or not, Morpheus loved our shop so much that Morpheus took over. Then we did have the famous skincare line that my sister ran. And that one, of course, was acquired. So Morpheus acquired our robe shop, God and Goddess of Sleep. I don't know. I think it was Athena or Venus. I don't know. Or maybe Athena Venus that acquired our skincare line. So now we're here. We're starting up once again, and we've got a new bathing suit launch ready to go. Bathing suits for all occasions, not just bathing, but if you should choose to bathe or swim. Or bathing, as Scooter's father calls it, a bathing suit. We'll be providing all those. Or you say, I just like to wear one. Oh, that's another thing about Scooter you might not, or maybe you do know it if you listen to this podcast a lot. And Scooter's life goals, and he doesn't actually even know this all the time, but his ideal goal is to live, or his idea of a vacation is when you wear a swimsuit you don't wear it to bed, but when you get out of bed or after you've had your coffee till you're ready for bed, if it's warm enough to air dry it. But Scooter doesn't like, I guess apparently doesn't like to wear, you know, that's why he talked about his favorite bathing suit doesn't have the undergarments. And I think that's because just a little thing about Scooter. He would like to just know that would be the only thing he would wear. Maybe something on his feet. That's his dream. That's the kind of lifestyle. And he's laughing now. He'd say, yeah, with a Kool-Aid mustache or like would be a perfect or from a popsicle. So I'm here with the Kuzak. So we're going to be talking about our new bathing suit line. And you see, Reginald, where do you at the Kuzak family get your inspiration from? We say, well, the wider world, the diversity of human experience and perspective, you know, our own lives, Scooter's imagination, mostly that, and Fish set list from the Baker's Dozen, a set of 13 shows, I believe, that Fish, the band, did in 2017, I believe. I don't have it in front of me. And maybe 2018. But a few years ago, Fish played 13 shows over a span of a few weeks in New York City at the Madison Square Garden. Oh, sorry, Madison Square Garden. And they did not repeat any songs over that 13-night run. And this also is going out to Harris. Harris, we love you, buddy. So this one is for you. That's actually a Fish song, or that's a line in a Fish song. But I think that's one of the ones that makes Scooter cry. But so because Scooter says, well, I need some randomness. You can't just give me bathing suits designed with the finest materials and the finest construction and, you know, visionary, a combined family career of thousands of years in the garment industry. Like our friends Ann and Michael, who this episode's also going out to, who are sending this straight up to Harris and then straight out across the country to Ann and Michael. But so where was I? So that's Scooter said there has to be some randomness. You can't just straightforwardly talk about bathing suits. He said he was explaining to me the great Scooter method. Which basically, if you want to understand what it's like to hear that, you just loosen your jaw, let some drool pool behind your back teeth, unfocus your eyes, and drift away, and then come back and say, oh, okay, Scooter, sure, I'll just give me the random things, and we'll build it from there. And so we're ready to start, and you may be starting, and you say, well, I'm looking for a bathing suit, that makes me feel good, but that may, you know, that maybe reflects some of my hobbies, but also kind of gives me some confidence and, you know, makes me feel really good. And I'd say, we've got you covered. This next one. Now, again, I guess before I go off, you know, we make bathing suits or swimsuits for everyone. So wherever you are, we make one for you. And we do believe in, you know, making bathing suits and clothing and different products for people that make you feel good about you. We know there's a history of that not happening. We're all human. It comes up at times. You know, that's a time when you feel like you lost your bathing suits. So we want you to love you, treasure you, accept you. Maybe you just start with that. You say, well, you know, but we really want you to hold yourself closely like you were a tiny dancer, you know, and not worry about the headlights on the highway. They can be too bright. So with that in mind, you say, well, what is the constructionist? We say, well, we personally will. These are the conceptual swimsuits here. And you and your mind. Or the LEWK, you're putting that together for yourself, and then we will deliver on that concept. But we do know that there are some of you that enjoy jarring. We know that there are some of you that enjoy canning and preserving honey. We know there's those of you that enjoy making the most of the bounty of sweet Mother Earth. And there's others of you that have a little Winnie the Pooh in you, and you enjoy consuming the bounties, you know, jars, jellies, jams, honeys, or maybe it's a pickling, or maybe it's just a, you know, a vegetable that's been stored, you know, and you're having it out of season. You know, like, and maybe you feel like pickled beet. You say, not only do I feel like I lost my bathing suit, right now I feel like pickled beet. And I'd say, like, you taste like, actually, pickled beets don't taste like dirt. You know, regular beet does, as Scooter does say. You can taste the dirt in that beet because that's exactly what it tastes like. And I'd say, Scooter, I think you have a tongue that's sensitive to goat milk and beets. But a pickled beet does not taste, it has a hint of the sweet, sweet earth. And so, in that method, I want you to picture the color of a sweet, sweet pickled beet. Maybe not so sweet, though. You'd say, well, I prefer my pickling on the non... I say, okay, just that color. Is it ruby? Is it purple? Is it maroon? It's a color that draws you in. But also, you're peering at the beet through a liquid and through a jar. And that is the swimsuit we present to you, sample in a jar. For when we put this swimsuit on your body, not only will the colors of rich, rich beets, you know, be reflecting the highlights and tones of your skin. But we will put it with a fit. Now, this isn't a tight fit, but it's a fit that preserves you as you. And we want you, when you're, you know, sashaying about, to say, whoa, look at that sample in a jar. And it's a reach. You say, well, at first you would say, well, what's that called? What's that thing called? I can't tell if it's purple or a deep red. And they'd say, oh, no, no, no. You're only looking at the surface. You need to understand the whole thing. The reason that person's walking with such confidence and self-love is their heart may be the same color too. And their heart's connected to those shades of beats. As they shake it, they feel like a sample in a jar. And we continue on this as summery spring theme, because, you know, that is not always when you're wearing a bathing suit, but it is, you know, times when you're wearing a bathing suit. And of course, the energy of a bathing suit, as Scooter's talked about in the past, goes, you know, there is an energy to bathing suits that goes beyond just swimming. And we want to, you know, subtextually keep that energy there without going there too deeply. But we also make our bathing suits for everyone. This doesn't have to do with cut or fit. It has to do with the spirit that we're looking. Our suits bring out the bathing suit within you, obviously. And so our next bathing suit is titled, well, let me give you some more details. Now, our bathing suits don't always come scented, and this one actually doesn't come scented, but it does, will trigger some scents in you. The scent of fresh-cut grass. And I don't know if you've ever looked at fresh-cut grass when the humidity is at a level so the fresh-cut grass is moist, and you're looking at it from 30 or 40 yards away. The air is heady with that grass scent. You could hear the buzzing of beings in there. I don't know what kind of beings there are. Cicadas or flying things or frogs or toads. I don't know. But you know that moment. The air, the moisture in the air is kissing your skin. Your ears are buzzing with the sound. And the grass is filling your nostrils. And there's a green there, and it's a rich green, and it's shades of green that you're seeing as you look at that fresh-cut grass. And so that is the color of the suit. It's a beautiful, beautiful shades of green. And again, there's clumps of grass, and there's moist grass. And so this isn't just one shade of green. And it is an inconsistent shade. You could see the puckering and the stitching of the fabric we've used. It does have a bit of webbing look to it. It is one of those super fabrics or whatever they're called. Very, very good for swimsuits. But again, I'm more concentrating in this episode. But it does give you a sense of layers of grass. For grass is not just one plain bolt of fabric. It's tactile. It has touch, and it has something to it. Layers, you might say. But there's also a feeling when you put on this suit, and that's where the title comes from. Now, maybe a feeling you're projecting inward, or maybe a feeling you're projecting outward is in hello. You may be looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, hello. Or you may be looking across and saying, hello. Or you could be the one doing this. And that is why we call this suit Lawn Boy. And so you could be just trying to raise that spirit of the boy who just mowed the lawn. You know, you're doing a favor. You're getting some work in. You're sweating before your swim. But oh, no, no, no. We don't just stop there. You know, you could go on wherever you want. And we only call it Lawn Boy because that is what we were presented with by Scooter, but it could be Lawn Anyone. I think you understand why we just use that term, because it's the name of the song, but it also captures that spirit of a fresh-cut lawn. Anyone could cut the lawn, and anyone could wear something that represents not just cut grass, but an experience and so much more. And that is the suit we call Lawn Boy. Now, next up is a suit and a set of suits in some cases, it depending. This is an optional thing. But a lot of times you say to yourself, okay, well, I have my swimsuit. I have my favorite swimsuit. But you also have people that come to wherever you are. And you might be swimming and they come unprepared, right? So we also, this is one of our suits that comes with a backup suit that you could have for a guest. And believe it or not, so I'll tell you about the guest suit first. It's very flexible. It could be worn by anyone. Yeah, so this is a very flexible suit in many different ways to adjust it, but it starts with a short, but within the waistband of the short is a top that you could take out, a swim shirt or whatever you wish to call it, so that anyone could wear it. It's all things, and then it's made with, you know, copper and silver fibers. So you say, well, no, no, this suit is... you could wear, not only did we clean it since anyone used it before you, it's made from, but we even, there's platinum and gold probably, but we haven't launched this again. So you say, well, this is the cleanest suit you'll ever wear. So that's your guest suit. And you just have it as a backup. Maybe it just gives you peace of mind knowing if anyone comes, you have a swimsuit for them. But it, again, this is more about the suit inside of you. And again, it's a counter to the feeling of losing your swimsuit in those times you feel that way. This suit will fit you like it knows you because it's been designed to be that way. And again, we've looked for fabrics that both feel comfortable, have some airflow, you know, help it with you loving you. And this, we have a kind of, now this is, a, this suit does have a couple layers to it, but they're very thin layers. But we want it to be very, very comfortable. So this suit could be good for swimming, but it could also be good for sitting around. And despite the multiple layers, it will dry very quickly. All our suits are made to dry very quickly. Because we think, okay, if Scooter, if we're going to be working with Scooter, he wants a suit that dries quickly so that he could wear it all day long and not say, well, the suit still feels wet. It's driving me up a wall. Now I got to change out of it. So that would defeat the purpose of making a swimsuit for Scooter. You know, this is an idealized. Now this is another thing I've learned from Scooter, actually, not to go on a tangent. But to strive beyond what you're capable of. Scooter says, you know, with his show, with Sleep With Me, he's not just striving to put people to sleep. That's the goal of the show. He's striving to delight them and to carry them off into dreamland with a smile on their face, with comfort within them. And he says, if that's what I'm striving for, even if I don't get there, I'm doing pretty darn good. And so that's what we're striving for with our suits as well. In this suit in particular. So it feels good. It looks good. Now, it is a very stylish and simple color. A color that, you know, matches almost everything. And you'd say, well, is it a black or is it a midnight? And I'd say, well... Scooter loves to use the term matte black, so we're calling this, you know, you could say the color of this suit is matte black. Also, Scooter was joking about inventing a detective named Matt Gumball. Hopefully he'll remember that. But this is, when you have this suit on, and when you have the backup suit for your guest, and your guest comes to the house, whether they need a suit or not, when they see this suit on you, and they see how you feel wearing this suit, they are going to say to you, my friend, my friend. And that's just what we're calling the suit. My friend, my friend. Oh, wow. Do you look like you feel good? And that is that suit. Now, our next suit, you know, it's a modern day, and it's a day of devices and device usage and of controversy in the swimsuit making business, because you say, do swimsuits need pockets or not? And how do we as creators of swimsuits deal with the fact that, of course, you're going to want your device, at least your main device, with you at most times, but not every device can get wet or even damp or even, you know, touch the water. So how do we empower that without, you know, we've been really thinking about this. You say, well, because should we just remove all pockets? But then what do you do? Where do you put it? In your waistband? And then you got to put it out and you put it in the sun. Your phone gets too warm, or your device. It can also be hard to see. And you say, okay, well, what's our responsibility to our users? We don't want their phones getting wet. And we, there are so many iterations of this suit. We worked very hard, but we wanted a suit where you could put your device. Maybe you could put your wallet or some money for an ice cream cone, or you could even put other things that you're looking to, you know, hold on. You know, there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast that know the time where they are is 4:20. And we respect those listeners that say, well, you know, this sun's got to blaze, man. And so we want to be ready for, we know that they need swimsuits too. And so for all of them, now this suit is also colored in a green, but it's not a grass green. Well, you'd say, well, it's a different kind of grass green. It's a much richer, deeper green, earthy, with some browns and some rusty oranges all mixed in. And you see, wow, there's even some reds in there. And yes, we've got a pattern on there. You see, well, that's a very hypnotic pattern, but very earthy. And then within this suit, you know, we've worked very hard to create a superstructure so that if you have a phone or larger phone in your pocket, one, it won't feel like it's there. And that was complicated because we wanted something that would hug it against your body in a way that does it, that, so that it's against your body, so it's not shaking around, but it doesn't feel like, you see, well, that phone's stuck to my body. So it almost feels like it's a part of your body. I don't know if you've had that experience, but, you know, like when you wear a backpack and it's resting on your hips. And so we've designed that, and then we've put it in a zippered waterproof container. So you just put your phone in that pocket, you zip it up, and it, whatever your phone, you could have a flip phone in there and it'll be fine. And, you know, there's a lot of nanotechnology going into that, and we're pretty confident. We're very confident in that. And then there's another smaller pocket on the other side where you could put a phone or another device or a bag or some money, whatever it is that you need to keep dry. I wouldn't put s'mores materials in there, but if you're getting ready to have, you know, make s'mores, you could put that in there. And we're calling this suit stash, obviously. It's clearly that. Now, our next suit, oh boy, am I proud of this one, because I said, Scooter said, you know, what he wanted to be called. And, you know, for these suits, like I said, it's more about what's inside than what's outside. But one of the ways we do that here at the Coos, you know, the happily enrobed, I guess we could still call our business that. We didn't sell, you know, you're still happily enrobed when you're swimming in a swimsuit. So let's agree to call it that. But so this suit, we wanted something that was a blue. but not a sky blue and not a naval blue, but a summer blue, like an, you know, this, when you look at it, like a ocean from the sky, and it has a turquoise that, that makes you feel something. That's the color of this suit. You say, whoa, where in the world is that? I need to go there and get in that water. Well, you'll be getting in the water in this suit. So that's part one of the suit. But part two is, how do you feel when you're inside it? And the fabrics and the design is made to feel. Now, you have to be a stretch, but I want you to think about the great Carol Burnett. And if you don't know who Carol Burnett is, I want you to rent the movie Annie, the original Annie, or the second, the Annie with Carol Burnett in it. And also watch the Carol Burnett Show. Do yourself a favor. It'll change your life. But I want you to think about Carol Burnett in a bathtub of bathtub gin, and how she would feel if she wasn't, you know, she wasn't, if she was just the Carol Burnett from the movie Annie in a bathtub of bathtub gin, without any of the hassles she was dealing with in the movie, without all the responsibilities. How would she feel? She would feel free for the time being, you know, she would feel, all her pores would clearly be open in a good way. Now, this is an imaginary practice, so you don't say, well, realistically, Reginald, I'd say, hold the phone. I want you to think about being the spirit of Carol Burnett in a bathtub of bathtub gin. Oh boy, would you feel good. Because you would be her. You would be cracking people up and cracking jokes, making yourself laugh, and singing songs. So that is a bathtub gin. Now, Scooters told me we're now on the speed round because I went into so many so much depth. So the next suit we had, of course, you can't have a bathing suit. You can't have a swimming in the feel of summer without the sunsets. And of course, we wanted to capture those colors in a suit. Those late day, early evening colors, the complexities. And we've used a variety of materials so that where you're looking at the suit, whether you're looking at it from above or below or the left or the right or straight on, you're getting different shades of purples and oranges and yellows and whites and blacks, even some blues. Just like you're watching the sun transitioning across the horizon. You know, when you're really soaking it in. And then the feel of the suit is a feel of what someone will say when they see you in this suit, which we're calling Fuego. So that is the next suit. The suit after that is a suit that we wanted to just represent comfort and comfortable materials in something a little more casual. Like, let's say you were in a drum circle, or you had to run out and you said, well, I don't want anything. You know, I don't need these fancy suits, Reginald. I want a down home swimsuit that makes me feel fancy. Like deep down, but you know, not present myself as fancy, even in the front of my mind. That confidence without, you know, I don't need prestige. And I'd say, well, we got a simple suit for you. We're calling it Thread. And it feels good. It looks good. It again, it actually has a very similar pockets to Stash, so that if you have to go out to the, you know, you're running around or whatever, you have that, and that is a Thread. Now we're having a little fun with our next suit, because we wanted something that you could wear to a birthday party or wear around children that would make them laugh. That is something a little bit like less straightforward, and that's bright and vibrant, that has the swirls and a little bit abstract patterns built into it. but also a suit that makes you feel like you're having fun or feel like you have permission to have fun. And when you see these bright colors in this suit in the mirror, you'll say that. And they say, well, what am I feeling when what kind of fun am I having? And I say, well, this is the kind of fun you have on vacation. And you say you could take it all the way to the title of this suit is how you'll feel when you're in it, cross-eyed and painless. Now, we have another suit for our friends that say, you know, this swimsuit's just got a blaze, man. I'm here, and it's a time, and I'm here to chill, or, you know, not, you know, keep the chill and chillaxing. And we say, well, we want something that, what about if you had to put something in your way? You know, you say, well, I don't live in one of those states. I still need to keep things dry. Like maybe your wallet, maybe pick some dandelions that you want to keep dry for later for pressing or whatever. But you don't want to have to worry about it when you're out and about. Well, this suit's called Makasupa Policeman. And it's a suit that's just, it actually is the color of dandelions. And you can see how it carries the different shades of the life of a dandelion. The greens, the yellows, but also the powder whites, and even some of the browns. And then it has a waterproof waistband, a place to dangle your stash or to put your money or your dandelions in it. Now, this suit, I don't think we could get Scooter to wear. And, you know, we normally recommend not wearing a bathing suit to bed. But some people want something that they, you know, they can wear all day long. So we've, again, taken some of these fabrics that we're able to work some silver and some platinum and some copper into. And, you know, we've looked for things that are both comfortable, wicking, that dry very quickly, and that have no chafing at all or, you know, any roughness, a very, very soft suit. So if you were sleeping in it, you know, whether you're wearing a shorts version of this or a bikini version of this or a one-piece version or a swim shirt and a swimsuit version, however you like your design, it would be perfect for, and you may say, once you've worn it, and we've seen this in the testing, my sister came back to me and said, this is like pajamas you could go swimming in. And I laughed and I said, oh boy, you are brilliant. As we're calling this suit end of session, you know, so for the end of the day, if you fall asleep in this swimsuit, you'll be fine. And you might buy two just so you can sleep in one. And then say, well, I woke up and I'm going to go swimming. Now, the next suit is for those of you that have working vacations, like Scooter and a lot of other people out there. They may have to take their family on a vacation, but they may have to work. So, again, building on some of these successes we had with stash, with waterproof pockets, very fast drying. But also looking for something with a little more classic look to it. You say, well, I may have to, I may have to be on camera. So you say, well, this looks like a casual, nearly like a business short. But, you know, not a little bit more. Now there might be people at golf that want to purchase this suit. But this is a suit that you could, you know, wear to the office if your office allows shorts, which every office should. And we're calling that Tuesday. Very simple. But you'd say, oh, well, what about the other Tuesday? And say, yes, this is a very dark, you know, deep. It's a purple so deep it looks black. So we're also, you say, well, isn't that Wednesday? And we say, thank you. And on to our next suit. Thank you. Now, Scooter is a fan of grays and those kind of colors, too. And we said, okay, well, we'll find something for you, Scooter, in a deep gray that has some sort, you know, different shades like rocks and granite and obsidian colors in the color of the suit. And when we think about you swimming in this suit or imagining yourself in the suit, we want you to think about one of those you know, one of those brochure level underwater where you go in and then you're in some sort of giant area. You're like shaded from the world. It's a bit like a utopia. And we're calling this cavern. So it's a place like you discovered. Also on the waistband, you know, for everybody, it says, say, take care of your shoes on the waistband, just for, you know, for giggles on our end. And now there's another suit we want to get to here. And this is a callback. And you see, and I know that, you know, when I work with Scooter, I become very close to him. And I want to get to know him. Because we work here, we're not making swimsuits. We don't just make them out of thread and nanofabrics and, you know, and brilliance and then put in some cosmic energy. Oh, no, no, no. When you make suits like these, you have to work in comfort and love and depth of personality. And nostalgia is another thing that we try to be aware of, you know, because you could use it correctly or incorrectly in designing these things. Now, there's a place that Scooter has never ordered something from that he can remember. And it was always called, it was in malls. It's still in malls sometimes. And now it's transitioned to like one of these multi places that also sells stuff for other companies. But it was before smoothies and smoothie shops were popular. It was called Orange Julius. And so we've taken some of the colors from there because they had this, again, we said, well, we have like a sunset colored suit, but orange suits we are into here. And so we wanted something more with a frothy orange, maybe an orange creamsicle, you could say. But this has, you see, this is a little bit light on the cream. But it has that feeling of unknown, of something I've never tasted or tried before. And when you're in the suit, you'll say, this might be the day I'll taste it. Finally, I'm going to step outside of my, I'm so comfortable in this suit. I'm going to step outside my comfort zone. I'm going to forget the feelings that I've had when I've lost my swimsuit in the past. And that's a goal with all our suits, is to give you that kind of feeling about yourself. You deserve that feeling. It is tough to achieve, and it's not always there for any of us. And sometimes you have to take these tiny steps. But what I want to do is imbue that. I guess it is like a talisman. These suits are talismans you inject with your own meaning and your own magic, and you know that merely make you aware of that which was already there to begin with. Because again, we've all lost our bathing suits more than once or in more than one way. And kind of right now, when I'm recording this and working with Scooter, we all kind of feel that way. And we're together in that sense, separate but together. And of course, some of us have lost a lot of bathing suits, or we feel, you say, well, I'm always, and I say, okay, yes, yes, I respect that. And that's why I work so hard at this designing and why I strive. I can never reach the pinnacles that we've set for ourselves, but I can try to get there. And, you know, this analogy to finish off is to say, well, I've lost my bathing suit in the past. But today, I do feel like that sample in a jar. I do feel a little bit of that fuego, or like someone said to me, my friend, my friend. I do feel like Carol Burnett in a bathtub of gin. So I am going to say hi to that person who mowed the lawn, or that person, you know, that it makes me feel, or I'm going to say hi to everybody. Or I'm going to go run through the lawn and thank the beings that are making those summer noises. I'm going to kiss the humidity in the air. I'm going to dance like I'm cross-eyed and painless. So I hope my suits can bring you closer to that goal. And, you know, I can't wait to launch. You know, we do, of course, working with Scooter, things can be delayed. But thank you for having me in your ears tonight. Reginald Cusack of the Cusacks, friend of Bo Bacon, saying goodnight. I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I want to thank James, Amanda, and Courtney with an I. Thanks, and good night. Kristen, Cheryl, certainly Cheryl and Emco. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Chris, Jackson, and Nick. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Ronald, Mark, and Kennedy. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Megan, Crystal, and Alex. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Tracy, Whitney, and Brody. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sophia, Liv, and Steven. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Donovan, Follow Your Fork, and Elliot. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. And David, Jen, and John, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks, and good night, everybody. Assuming Exists is a free podcast. Can be able to support the show directly on Patreon, supporter sponsors. We grow as a podcast by people naturally spreading the word. So thanks, everybody that does that. Speaking of spreading the word, here's a podcast I want you to know about. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff, what was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. There was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix, so that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that, or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.